Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Ted Fishman is here. Our good buddy Ted C. Fishman is back, ladies and gentlemen. Ted is he's a former member of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Made his living trading futures for a long time. That tells you what a tough guy he is. He's a global thinker. He's the author of one of my favorite books, China Inc., which we've talked about many times on the show. And his latest book is called Shock of Gray. It's all about the aging of the world's population. But today we're going to talk about China, right, Ted?
Yeah, that's right. The U.S. just completed its big summit with China. China's new leader, Xi Jinping, came to the United States and had 3 full days of talks with the president, 2 of them informally.
Right.
This is
the roll-up sleeve meeting, they called it.
That's right, and the Chinese press is making a big deal of how this is 3 times longer than the premier of Japan got with the president.
Ah.
Has put words into our mouth about our relationship with Japan as,
right.
as a result.
What do you think about all this time that they're spending together? Do you think it's staged? Of course, it is staged. It's stagecraft. But do you think there's any underlying meaning for the time, or is it just they're really doing that much work?
Well, I think it's essential. You know, China is increasingly important in the world economy. And no matter what you think of their politics, if we don't get them together with us to deal with North Korea, the consequences could be grave for the entire planet.
You've got to realize you got to embrace the old saying: keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
And this is certainly.
And I don't mean to call them
China's the biggest.
Yeah.
No, they're a frenemy.
Yeah, I like that. A frenemy, exactly.
pick whatever you want to wear.
Well, the other thing I heard someone say once is that countries don't have friends, they have interests. And China has the biggest interests of any other country in the world besides us. And so we need to at least know where they are and what they're doing and let them know that we know all that, right?
That's absolutely right. And you know, these summits, they never happen with lots of preordained conclusions. You know, they come with a pretty good understanding of what they're going to accomplish, and it's very rare that they break out of this. So
right.
The United States was hoping that there would be some sort of unexpected breakthrough on cybersecurity, for example.
Mm.
But, you know, China has a plan that works very well for it, which is to intrude into the United States.
They've got a building. They've got a 12-story building that's dedicated to that in China, don't they?
Yeah, and you know, and we've got a plan too.
Apparently, we do, right? Because that's what Mr. Snowden's revelation right in the middle of that summit kind of messed things up, didn't it?
Yeah, well, there's no moral authority on these issues. As you say, we have interests. We don't have friends. And if we could poke around and get what we can, I suppose we're going to do that.
Are you more worried about how do you think the equilibrium is there with regard to if they're snooping and our snooping? I know one thing. I know that they're not naive. They're not sentimental at all about rights or values or anything like that. Sometimes, you know, we are. And we may be a little bit naive. Does that ever bother you about the equilibrium between their control, their influence, and our influence?
You know, I think this is the issue that strikes me. I've been thinking about this a lot recently, which is, you know, we have things that the Chinese can put to use. We have lots of intellectual property. We have lots of technology, and there's a mismatch. And they also have an authoritarian government. So for the hackers to poke around in China, you know, they risk death. You know, they get the death penalty. But
right.
if they want to thumb their nose up at authority, then they can do that by going after the big bad United States and reaching into our treasures and bringing them back home.
Right.
Our hackers, they can attack the United States. They can attack China. They can go wherever they want. Mm-hmm. We don't act that strongly against them. And you know,
that's part of the naivete. Those are our values. I should say those are our values, and that's exactly right. And so therefore, and I wouldn't have it any other way. But doesn't that put us a little bit at a disadvantage?
I think it does. You know, and it's you can see it almost in everything. You know, when the Chinese want to go against authority, you know, that emotion has to go somewhere.
Right.
So often it expresses itself in nationalism and hacking. And
when we come back, I'm going to ask Ted some more about the economy and some of the business dealings that are going on between the United States and China. After these messages, 20 till the hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.